Do you have an issues, etc. story to tell? We want to hear from you. Tell us your issues, etc. story by calling our comment line before Thursday, April 7th, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. Now, the listener with the best story will receive the first three Issues, Etc. books of the month for this year. 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384.
Our thoughts and our prayers are with the people of Japan. This is a potentially catastrophic disaster.
Al-Qaeda is actively targeting the American Muslim community for recruitment. Today's hearing will address this dangerous trend.
It's true that specific individuals, including some who are Muslims, are violent extremists. However, these are individuals, not entire communities.
God does not need anything from us. And when we worship, we're receiving things from Him. God is the giver, and we are on the receiving end of His gifts. That's what it means to be a Christian.
Kansas Lutheran truck drivers are no strangers to multitasking. We can both listen to Issues, etc., and pronounce it correctly at the same time.
It was bound to happen in the age of social networking, in the age of sites where you can go and find your dream man or dream woman, your soulmate. You can go and make all sorts of connections. College students are not so interested in making real connections. A lot of them are just interested in casual sex, hooking up, one night stands, if that. And so it was bound to happen that a website would cater to their need, or at least their desire, to engage in casual sex. And there is one, a website that gives college students the opportunity to hook up online. It's very efficient. And the proponents say it's freeing. Allows them the freedom to do what they were going to do anyway. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll talk with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse about this website giving college students an opportunity to engage in casual sex. After that, some audio open lines. There is a fitness instructor who has taken the stripper pole out of the strip club into the fitness club, and she says she will teach you to pole dance for Jesus. Those who've done it say they feel closer to God. And after all, they're using Christian music when they do their pole dancing. Audio open lines after our conversation with Jennifer. I want to know what you think about pole dancing for Jesus. It's Tuesday afternoon. We're coming to you live. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send us a tweet at issuesetc. If you'd like to leave your thoughts and your comments on pole dancing for Jesus, you can do so at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Before bringing on our first guest, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, let's hear the story from CNN about a website that allows college students the chance to hook up for casual sex.
It's a website called UChicago Hookups. Its motto, where fun comes to thrive. That's a play on the school's unofficial motto.
So this is known as the place where fun comes to die.
Well, not if the students behind this website have their way. Their goal, to spice things up on campus by helping students hook up with other students for casual sexual encounters. As the site advertises, chastity is curable if detected early. UChicago Hookups, good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a great idea, actually.
I'm kind of ambivalent. I think it's a good idea. It's a lot of fun.
Kimberly Wright says she wouldn't use the site, but she says some of her friends have. Site officials say more than 200 students have registered and sent more than 1,000 messages to other University of Chicago students who in many cases are looking for a no-strings-attached experience.
I was just like, this is not for me. I could do a lot better.
John Clendaniel says the University of Chicago campus has been socially repressed for a long time. He says if this site sparks something of a sexual revolution in Hyde Park, then that would be good for the stuffy academic oasis.
It's a necessary step to allow people to feel free to hook up on their own time, in their own place, and unwind.
All right, that's a story from CNN joining us to talk about this website that gives college students an opportunity to engage in casual sex. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, she's founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She has taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason universities, and she's author of Smart Sex, Finding Lifelong Love in a Hookup World. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me. You need to add to my bio there that I did a postdoctoral year at the University of Chicago.
Well, but the
so I've been there.
The picture here is this is such a stuffy academic environment. Not only are the kids going to do it anyway, but we just heard from someone at the end of that package from CNN say, look, this is a necessary step in the sexual revolution.
Well, you know, what's hysterical about that is that they're saying, oh, they're going to do it anyway, but then they're also saying they're so stuffy, they're not doing it anyway. So which is it, you guys? I mean, the reality is University of Chicago is a very, very intense place. And a lot of, you know, I hate to say it, but some U of C students are just a little bit, you know, socially challenged altogether. You know, having the intermediary of the internet is not really going to rescue some of those folks. I hate to break it to you, but that's just the way it is. I'm over here laughing out loud while that clip is going.
So let's talk about the they're going to do it anyway mentality and the hookup culture that seems to simply assume that at least during your college, well, now high school, college, and then we need to extend that, of course, into the post-college, young adult, early career years, this is what you're going to do.
Well, but look, at what they're saying is, yeah, we're going to hook up. Yeah, we want to hook up, but it's too hard to meet somebody. It's too hard to actually have a relationship with somebody. So what you're really seeing, Todd, is a retreat from human relationship. And that's what is, you know, in a way, the big joke or what's the big laugh on them is that in the end, it isn't all that much fun. You know, in the end, of course, you get sexual release and sexual gratification. Of course, that's fun in a way. But the deeper, more lasting fun, if you want to put it that way, the more lasting happiness comes from the actual relationship. And if you not only are you hooking up, but you're using the internet as a medium for finding a hookup partner, you know, you're just taking one more retreating step away from an actual human relationship. I think I don't know whether to laugh or cry, to tell you the truth. What I am thinking, though, is that the University of Chicago campus is absolutely ripe for a Love and Fidelity Network chapter or a Ruth Institute chapter. There have got to be students on that campus who are looking for meaningful sexual relationships inside marriage and who are looking for sexual integrity. And our clubs are helping students get together and be friends and have fun and sharing common values. And, you know, one of our chapters over at the University of Pittsburgh, I can't remember if I told you the story, Todd, this is so hilarious. The kids from the Anscombe Society at Pitt heard that there was a sexpo going on where the Student Health Service was basically giving out condoms like candy, you know. So the kids from the Anscombe Society went and held up their own signs and gave out their own literature and stuff, and they had a pledge, and students could sign the pledge. The pledge was to pledge to be abstinent just for the weekend. Surely you can sign the pledge to be abstinent just for the weekend. And they said, try it. You might like it. You might find that you actually have better relationships if you keep your fly zipped, you know. So this is pretty hilarious. And I think the U of C is absolutely ripe for something like that. And if any U of C students are listening, they should go to ruthinstitute.org and get in touch with us. We'll help them out.
Is it that you said that for some of them the relationship is too hard? It's just too hard to form a long-term relationship. Is it that, or more likely in my mind that they don't know what a relationship even looks like? They don't even know what it would look like to actually say date or court or engage in a serious long-term relationship.
Oh, I think you're right about that, Todd. I think that's absolutely right. I think a lot of young people don't know what healthy relationships look like, don't know what real relationships look like. They're used to the sort of idea of mutual exploitation. You know, I'll use you, I'll let you use me if you let me use you, you know, kind of a thing. Well, you look, mutual using is still using, and exploitation by consent is still exploitation. And so a lot of young people don't really know what it would be like to have an actual friendship and at the same time have romantic feelings for somebody. I think a lot of it, and the other thing that happens at a school like the U of C is the students are so busy with their studies and they're so intensely committed to that that they can't think what it would be like to be committed to a person and to have they consider a relationship to be a series of complications, you know, and so they want to hook up so they don't have to think about any of that stuff. But what they don't realize is that if you are in a long-term committed, married relationship, the two of you can work together and you can support one another towards your mutual goals. And that can be a great source of encouragement and support and everything. And people just don't realize that's possible. That's not even an option on the table for people. You know, the truth is that, for example, when men get married, they become more productive as employees. That's well established in the data. And to some extent, it's true for women as well. And so what that means is that the stability that marriage provides is enhancing your ability to be a good worker or a good student. And people just don't even realize that that's a possible benefit, you know. So they're selling out for way, way too little by saying, well, what I really need is a hookup with no strings attached.
A quick question before we take a break here, Jennifer. Some would say, well, look, this behavior will attenuate after college is over and everybody enters the workforce and people get serious about life. Even if it does, even if the hookups stop, what is the residual from that? About a minute before our break.
Well, you know, first of all, if you have a pattern of being in casual relationships, you don't really know how to commit, you know. You don't know how to be in it for the long term. And so you always have this attitude of, you know, this is a recreational activity. You don't know how, unless you put a good amount of effort and attention on it, you don't know how to be in something more stable. And the plain fact of the matter is that a lot of people do enter the workforce and then never are able to meet other people of marriageable age who would be suitable partners for themselves. And so that the prospect of getting married doesn't necessarily increase just because you've graduated from college and you're off in the workplace. So that's a little bit of a misnomer. Even if the hooking up stops, you haven't really done yourself any good.
Let's take a break. When we come back, another question for Jennifer on the other side. Stay tuned.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muscoota, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muscoota, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
You'll find study notes highlighting the promises of God and Jesus' death for you in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, the Faith Alive Student Bible. This full-color Bible for students ages 8 through high school is edited by Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase the Faith Alive Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040.
Independent and in the black for 2 years and running, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the 2011 International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France.
The listeners to Issues Etc. already have had contact through the program with lecturers who will be in Strasbourg this next summer. Craig Parton, myself, Dr. Minuge, Angus Minuge, Adam Francisco, and these lecturers are people who have defended the faith, who know how to defend the faith, and who are marvelous communicators. And so, if a listener to this program wants to learn how to present the case for Christianity in a secular situation, the 2 weeks in the French Rhineland with us would be an absolutely ideal way to achieve this.
You can find out more about the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, July 5th through the 16th in Strasbourg, France, at apologeticsacademy.eu.
Hardly any of our friends are in a serious relationship. Most people have, you know, steady hookups, but they would never consider them their boyfriend or their girlfriend.
Most guys love to go looking out for the hookup. I think it's a lot better than having a relationship, personally, because there's more excitement. I mean, you don't really have the monotony of just going out to dinner with the same girl or just hanging out with her every single night.
I think that it's more about, you know, just meeting random people and having fun.
For me, personally, I try not to get too attached at all.
We're talking with Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris about a website that gives college students the opportunity to engage in casual sex. They call it the hookup. In a few minutes, audio open lines for your questions and comments. There is a fitness instructor. She has her own fitness club. She's taken the pole out of the stripper club, put it in the fitness club, and that's not really that unusual. There's no news there. But what's making the news is she says she's doing it for Jesus, pole dancing for Jesus. They use Christian music. They say they feel closer to God. I want to know what you say during audio open lines here in about 5 minutes on Issues, Etc. Jennifer, what do you make of the website's theme, quote, chastity is curable if detected early?
Well, obviously they're making a joke, you know, and what do you think of my kid's response? You know, try abstinence for a weekend, it won't kill you, you know? I mean, no one ever died from abstinence. This is crazy. And you're pole dancing for Jesus. Are we going to talk about pole dancing for Jesus? Are you going to make me talk about that, Todd?
No, I'm not going to make you talk about it. That's for our listeners a little bit later.
Yeah, I don't know whether to laugh or cry with the stuff that you're putting out here today. What was your question?
Well, I just want to know, this notion of setting chastity against the hookup, it seems
right.
As though, I mean, chastity is obviously, from a Christian worldview, not only the preferred, but the norm. But
right.
It seems to
right.
me they're saying, you could have chastity or you can have a hookup.
Right. And you know what's odd about that is that chastity, the classic definition of chastity, is not abstinence, Todd. The classic definition of chastity is rightly ordered sex, rightly ordered sexual activity. You know, so what is rightly ordered depends on your state of life. So for a person who's not married, rightly ordered sex means abstaining from sex. If you're a married person, chastity means being sexual only with your spouse, but it also means saying yes to your spouse. I mean, that's what chastity, rightly ordered sex, is, to be available to your spouse as much as you possibly can. And that's what explains why married people actually have the best sex lives. That's what's so crazy about what these kids are talking about. They're settling for so little. They're settling for the immediate physical pleasure without even realizing that there's a whole universe of possibilities that awaits them as married people. That what a married couple can do is create a private space between the two of them that is the greatest opportunity for genuine intimacy, depth of knowledge of another person, and finally, in the end, of course, the greatest sexual pleasure. I mean, you can do it all the time with your spouse. You don't have to be on the prowl all the time. And you really know what the other person likes, and you can really relax with the other person. And so there's so much more that's possible to you inside married life. And the hookup culture really deadens you because it doesn't even show that as a live possibility. So the alternative they're setting up is really, it's a false alternative, first of all, but also it's hiding the real good that human sexuality makes possible. The real good that is human sexuality is completely invisible to them. They can't even see what the point of it is, you know. So they've sold out way, way too cheaply, I think.
Anne is listening in St. Louis, and thanks for waiting on the line.
Well, thank you for letting me have my say, because I'm getting exasperated just listening to this. And I think sometimes when I hear Jennifer, I hear exasperation in her voice. A few weeks ago at Mardi Gras, on one of the main news channels here, they were talking about how beads were being thrown out with colorful condoms attached. And I have to think, sometimes I feel like I'm living in one gigantic insane asylum. While I was listening to you today, I was ironing my husband's shirts. And he's at work making money to bring home to our household. That's what I've been hooked up to him since 1974. Now, that's what you're talking about is just utter selfishness and foolishness. And it does not bring satisfaction to these young ladies. Maybe it does to the men, but I think it's a very dry, sad sort of relationship.
Anne, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Your thoughts, Jennifer?
Well, I think she's exactly right. That's hilarious that she's been hooked up. I love that phrase. I'm going to use that she's been hooked up to her husband since 1974. but she's exactly right. And I think even the fellas are not getting as much satisfaction as they think they are, because what happens is that there's a very interesting theory about how men, once they finally do commit, they commit at a very deep level. And so, you know, the men who are sowing their wild oats, as we used to call it, they're not getting to have that or to participate in that. And that's when you really become a man, is when you are truly available to your wife and truly loyal to your wife. That's manliness. That's true manliness. And that's what allows you to really grow as a sexual being. So I think we sell ourselves short if we think too little of the men. You know, I mean, what we've basically done is to create a sexual culture around the most immature of men. You know, and why is this? Remind me, why is this a good idea? You know, it's not good for women. It isn't really good for men in their mature capacity. It's only good for like teenage boys who are just figuring it out. We're acting like we're all just teenage boys who are just figuring it out, you know?
Jim, before we let you go, you're joining us live from South Carolina, where you spoke to a group of African-American clergy about abstinence education. What did you learn?
Oh, wow. It was a very interesting gathering. It was about 150 African-American clergy from all across the state of South Carolina, and they were interested in learning about abstinence education, and we had a whole range of speakers. I was there talking about, the title of my talk was Why Contraception is Not the Answer, and basically talking about how contraception really feeds into abortion and feeds into a lot of destructive sexual behavior. And contraception doesn't solve it. In a way, contraception is the problem itself. So I got a very warm reception for that message. Also on the panel is Maggie Gallagher talking about the benefits of marriage. Pat Fagan, also on the board of the Ruth Institute, he was there talking about showing all of his charts on how religious practice helps families and how sexual abstinence is helpful to marriage and how marriage is important. They had a couple of motivational speakers. So it was really just a marvelous day. Oh, and we had a medical doctor, OBGYN, Dr. Frieda Bush, there talking about the medical consequences of casual sex, which is a whole topic that I'm sure they're not mentioning on hookedup.com, UFC or whatever, you know, that nobody's talking about genital warts and all that kind of very non-romantic stuff. That's in fact part of the hookup culture that nobody wants to talk about.
Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities. She's author of the book Smart Sex, Finding Lifelong Love in a Hookup World. You can check out the blog and the website for the Ruth Institute tonight. Just go to ours, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Jen, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd.